If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid rampant speculation that the president's chief of staff, John Kelly, is on his way out of that position, House Majority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy is talking down speculation that he may be a candidate for Kelly's job.
Okay, first of all, I have not spoken to the president about anything about a job.
The Republican McCarthy also saying at a Capitol briefing a short time ago,
and there is no job opening.
The government's still releasing few details about a shooting incident at a gate to the National Security Agency in Fort Meade, Maryland, earlier today. Conflicting reports, some say three people were wounded, some say one. The government's best gauge of inflation, the consumer price index, jumps more than expected by 0.5% in January. Markets reacting sharply to the news, with stocks sliding at the opening today. And this is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need my pillow. Well, not my pillow, but your own my pillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is dismissing allegations of corruption, saying in a statement he will continue to lead his nation and that all his life's work has been for Israel. Christians celebrate Ash Wednesday today, the first day of Lent. Yesterday, though, it was a different story in New Orleans. Fat Tuesday climaxed a two-week Mardi Gras season. Costumed revelers flocking through the French Quarter. Nikki Banks visiting from Michigan.
So it's fun to be down here. Yeah, and to see the city back on its feet. This is beautiful.
However, Fat Tuesday ends with violence as at least 2 people were shot and killed and 3 others injured after a volley of gunfire in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. Police say the victims were in a vehicle when they were struck by the gunfire. No suspect or motive information is available. Reminding you, we're online. Find us at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The Republican chairman of the House Oversight Panel, Trey Gowdy, saying that the panel has launched an investigation into the White House's handling of former Staff Secretary Rob Porter's employment after days of questions about when the Trump administration first learned of Porter's domestic abuse allegations. The Republican Gowdy of South Carolina sending letters to FBI Chief Christopher Wray and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly asking for detailed information about Porter's security clearance process, the Bureau's background check, and when any White House employees became aware of, quote, derogatory or disqualifying information concerning Porter. Porter was a close aide to President Trump, but he resigned last week, one day after his 2 ex-wives went public with allegations of verbal and physical abuse. A deadly crash in the Los Angeles area last night involving actor Luke Wilson and pro golfer Bill Haas. They're okay, but a Ferrari clipped Wilson's vehicle, then crashed into a BMW, and police say the Ferrari flipped over and the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Wilson uninjured. Haas, who was a passenger in the Ferrari, was initially taken to a hospital, but has since been released. A woman was also transported in serious condition. And today is many things. It's Valentine's Day 2018. It's also Ash Wednesday, as Christians are observing the beginning of Lent today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Hey, today we're talking about dealing with mental illness in the family, and whether it's depression, bipolar disorder, or any other type of mental illness, when it strikes one, it really affects the entire family. And later this hour, we're going to have on America's favorite and our favorite psychologist, Dr. Fran Wallfish, right out of Beverly Hills. And she's got to weigh in on some of this stuff. So one of the things that doesn't get talked out a lot, and I thought we'd kind of start with, is obsessive compulsive disorder, which really came to the forefront with one of our favorite movies, As Good As It Gets.
Yep.
And Jack Nicholson was terrific in that. And I think he did a very good and accurate portrayal of OCD, severe OCD.
Very severe OCD, repetitive motions, repetitive hand washing, rhythmic counting of how many times you open and lock the door. Now, of course, OCD is very treatable these days with medication, so you don't tend to see it persisting in patients. Typically treated with the SSRI type of antidepressants.
When our son was little, we were real concerned about OCD because at a young age, he had some pretty severe OCD. If his shoelaces, do you remember this? If they weren't the same length when they were tied, he would freak out until you pulled the car over and relaced his shoelaces so that they matched. And he memorized all the numbers in the grocery store and all the addresses to every place we went, and It was really quite interesting.
Yeah, I think he inherited that from you. But
you think?
Yeah,
that's a whole nother show. So, let's talk about some experiences maybe that patients or patients' families have had. Like any particular experience you can think of, Dr. Anderson, where you had to help a family through this, because it really does affect the whole family when someone comes in and they have an issue.
Well, as family physicians, I mean, we oftentimes see other family members, within that family, and it may not be the affected patient that has the mental health. I mean, one that's classic is anytime you've got somebody that's got cognitive decline with dementia or Alzheimer's, and You always have to be very aware of the health of the caregiver, the spouse or the family member or whomever, because if their health starts to go down, it'll take, you know, they'll go take the demented patient down with them. So we're usually seeing them. I'm fortunate in that aspect that oftentimes they're patients of ours too. You'll have, you know, kids that'll have, another common one is parents dealing with kids who have substance use disorders and, a lot of the trials and tribulations that they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are there certain symptoms that you look for, or do you ever have people come in and they are not there for that, but you know? I mean, do you ask questions?
On occasion, people will come in and be very hyper, and they'll say, I haven't slept in 3 days. And it's easy to be dismissive of that, like, how could you not sleep for 3 days? But in fact, they haven't slept for 3 days. They're in a manic episode of bipolar disorder, and they definitely need medication.
You'll see them, you know, you could pretty much make a psychiatric diagnosis on every visit, with a patient. But you have to, I kind of measure it. You know, I ask the questions, is it interfering with day-to-day function? And, you know, if it's not to that degree yet, you know, we may point it out to them and give them some warning signs to watch for just kind of raise the awareness that, you know, they have some tendencies towards certain things.
So when it comes to bipolar and depression, and I know we're going to talk more about this with Dr. Fran Walfish, but sometimes you can think somebody's depressed, right? And you give them antidepressants. And because it has an adverse reaction or because it doesn't work, then you have to start thinking, maybe we need to ask more questions. Maybe they're actually bipolar.
Right. And it's very typical for doctors to have been educated or trained that if you're treating someone with major depression and, you know, you've ticked all the boxes, they've got all the symptoms of major depression, and if you give them a standard antidepressant and they don't get better, we'll go ahead and try something else. But that not getting better, if they get worse, in my mind, I immediately wonder about bipolar depression because that needs to be treated with a different class of medication altogether. 99% of the time, that's a tip-off that they need different treatment.
And when you put them on the different treatment, if they do really well, it's pretty classic, right?
It's pretty classic. They respond pretty quickly, typically, although there are variations. With bipolar, there's different types of bipolar, so it can be a little tricky.
And this is one where you rely on some of the, you know, our psychiatrist friends, and get the psychiatrist to evaluate them or somebody who maybe sees more bipolar patients and it makes it easier to discern it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we see a lot of executives from around the globe. And some of the executives, and I am throwing this kind of into mental illness, and I'm not sure that it quite is, but have ADD. And it may be what has driven them to do so well in particular positions. A lot of CEOs that have ADD, which you wouldn't think that those people could be CEOs. So why is that?
Well, I mean, the positive aspects of ADD or ADHD can be positive. The impulsivity, the risk-taking, the daredevilish, so to speak. Richard Branson, who, in order to popularize his Virgin Records, went up in a hot air balloon and went around the world in a hot air balloon. And at the end, he crashed in the English Sea and almost drowned to death. But that brought all this attention to his record brand, and he became a billionaire over it.
Yeah, we're not saying he has ADD.
I think he does.
You think he does?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's publicized that he does. Yeah.
Huh. Well, you're not making a diagnosis, just in case.
No, I'm not making a diagnosis, but...
Well, on the flip side, there's a lot of them that have OCD, too.
Yeah, right.
And it's that same, you know, attention to detail. It's not, I would say, pathologic. It doesn't interfere in their day-to-day function,
right.
But, you know, that attention to detail and making sure all the T's are crossed, I's are dotted, et cetera.
That's why they're successful.
Right, depending on what business. So, I mean, if you're a CPA, an attorney, et cetera, sometimes having a little OCD can be a benefit. You know, a brain surgeon. I don't mind if my brain surgeon's OCD and make sure the sponge count is correct.
Right.
5 times. That's perfectly fine.
That's right. That's where you want somebody with OCD. Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. Okay, you're going to love this one, Dr. Anderson, because you're always talking about the gut biome. Turns out that exercise, even without changing anything in the diet, alters the composition of the gut microbiome. It increases the production of a short-chain fatty acid, that's an SCFA, and those that are beneficial for health. So exercise increases the levels of the gut biomes that produce the SCFA called, is it butyrate? I think that's how you say it, which is known to reduce inflammation and promote health within the gut. So basic bottom line here is, yeah, it's great to take your probiotic, but if you really want to knock it up a notch, why don't you start doing some good aerobic exercise, because that's really going to help your gut biome.
I mean, nutrition and exercise does wonders. I mean, they're the fundamental building blocks of good health.
So were you shocked that this, that exercise has something to do with the gut biome?
I'm surprised, but pleasantly surprised. I think it's great.
What about you, Dr. Anderson?
A little bit. You know, I think you could link it back, but I think it points back to the, you know, we do all this research, as irony is, it's like, oh, so what the doctor tell you? He says, I need to eat better and exercise. He's got lots of scientific data to prove it.
It is true. It seems like we do study after study, and it always goes back to the same advice every single time.
It's the old advice to have your daily constitutional after you eat. Go for a walk.
That's true. That's true. So we want to make sure we give a shout-out to the military. We love you guys and gals. We can see those downloads. By the way, our downloads are well over 2 million. So if you haven't listened to the past shows, which are just filled with tons of topics, you can find Staying Young Show 2.0 in any podcast directory. You can listen to us on going down the road, listen to us while you're on the treadmill. You're going to get super young and super healthy with all this great advice. Now, when we come back, we got Dr. Fran Wallfish on. We're going to talk about mental illness within the family. You don't want to miss this.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solus Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solus Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, downloads of the Staying Young Show podcast, you can find them under StayYoungAmerica.com or you can go to Staying Young Show 2.0. And again, we are talking about mental illness in the home. And we have America's favorite and our personal favorite, psychologist Dr. Fran Wallfish, straight out of Beverly Hills. Fran, thanks for coming on with us. We're going to just quickly do something with Dr. Anderson here, and then we're going to get right to some of these questions we've got for you.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on today's Immortal Minute, we are going to try to tie together a couple of issues. One, you know, I always like talking about the gut microbiome, but the other is chronic pain, and we've had the issue with opioid use and overuse and abuse, and now we may know some of the links as to why Americans have chronic pain. New studies have linked your microbiome with pain perception.
Really?
And shown that people who are chronic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory users, the old Motrins and ibuprofens and such, are a 70% increased risk of having abnormalities in their gut microbiome.
Really?
So their perception of pain is higher. We've talked about it.
They say, oh, Advil doesn't work anymore for me, right?
Well, I think, there's a link there because of inflammation. If you don't have a good gut biome, oftentimes you'll have some gut inflammation, and that'll give you symptoms throughout your body. But this was beyond just the inflammatory process. This was actually dealing with the perception of pain. So you feel things more. And most of this has been linked back to the increased use of sugar, 150 pounds per year on the average for an American nowadays. And, there's other studies that show that increased sugar consumption leads to increased risk for degenerative disc disease in the back.
Well, that's so funny you say that about sugar. I just got to add one little thing to this because I had this conversation with someone who used to work for General Foods back in the day. And they bring the sugar in on these giant rail cars, right? And they said that they actually had eroded, like the things on the rail cars had eroded because the sugar would erode it. And they said, if you ever looked at sugar under a microscope, it's spiky. And I started thinking about that. I thought, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. So I thought that was real fascinating. And that's steel. I mean, these things are grinding down steel. All right, let's get to our guest here, Dr. Fran Wallfish. We love having you on, Dr. Fran. Thank you so much. Today's topic is all about families that face mental illness. And I wanted to ask you, are there certain ages where you start to see signs of mental illness or particular mental illness in people? Like, is that something that comes out with puberty or maybe in their 30s, or maybe it's different for different mental illnesses?
Hi, Judy and guys. It's my pleasure to join you again. Yes, the answer is it is very different and specific to each diagnosis. So, for example, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, we see those illnesses emerge generally in the late teens, early 20s. And the way we see it is there's usually some sort of a breakdown where the person either starts having delusions or hallucinates or actually becomes suicidal and the family is in crisis. There are other issues that can emerge in younger childhood. For instance, I see a lot of kids and a growing number today with anxiety. And it can be as young as 6 and 7 years old.
Mm.
Depression can start younger, but that the kind of depression I see in children is usually circumstantial. For instance, the death of a close family member, divorce, those type of things. Now, I could talk to you for hours on this because then comes the category of personality disorders. What are personality disorders? Well, all of us have a personality and character organization. When do we really see that firmly gelled in place? Usually in adolescence. And what is a personality disorder? Well, everyone's heard of the narcissist. All of us have little pieces of narcissism in us, but a narcissistic personality disorder is someone who is missing in their character the capacity to imagine the impact of their own behavior on other people. So
that's their problem. Yeah. That's not my problem. Well,
that sounds familiar, right? That's what you're talking about.
You're right.
Was that supposed to go away when I got out of my teens? Because right now, you know, they can't handle it. That's their problem.
Well, we would hope it would go away. But,
oops.
For some it does if they're kicked into place, and for some when it's really missing, like a computer chip missing if it's not there, it requires one thing in order to get it there, and that's a powerful determination and will on the part of the individual.
So I've seen a lot of people with borderline, not a lot, but a handful of people with borderline personalities, and it's like a switch goes off. It's like 1 minute you're talking to them, and they're totally normal, and the switch goes off, and then they're crying or they're yelling and it's everybody else's fault and you're just sitting there going, what just happened?
Exactly. That is borderline personality where, excuse me, there's rapid, sudden changes of mood and you, the receiver, are puzzled. You can't figure out what did you do to trigger it. People with borderline personality are exquisitely sensitive to rejection. So that means if you disagree with them, they feel you've rejected them because you disagreed with their idea and opinion. These people have a profound fear of abandonment, and it comes from very early in the mother-infant relationship where the child grows up in the first few months, years of development to not be certain where he or she stands in the mind of the mother. and every child wants and needs to be front and center. We would hope that warmly attuned moms respond to the primitive needs, primitive hunger.
But not always. I mean, that's not always the case.
It's not always the case if it's a mom with postpartum depression or a mom who's addicted to drugs.
Who has a mental illness herself, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then those moms are intermittently responsive or not responsive at all.
Yeah, I don't think you can hear the music. We got to go to a break. When we come back, I definitely want to talk about the difference between depression and bipolar disorder, specifically those things. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News.
I'm ready to get started. This is the debate they said they wanted. I said we'd have an open and fair process. We're trying to do that, and the sooner we get started, the better, because we'll need to wrap this up this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about the immigration debate. Now, there is some word, and the senator did also accuse Democrats of stalling on immigration as the Senate entered its third day of debate without having a single policy vote. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also weighed in on the immigration debate and the March 5th deadline.
This place works better with deadlines, and we want to operate on deadlines. We clearly need to address this issue in March. I'll just leave it at that.
Just a reminder, today is Valentine's Day. The average consumer will spend over $143 on things like jewelry, flowers, candy, and dinner. Now, the total spent in the United States, around $19.6 billion. This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need my pillow. Well, not my pillow, but your own my pillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, today we're talking about mental illness because we know when it affects someone in the family, it affects the whole family. And I want to remind you that every single show we do has a Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of the show. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Grab a pen. Write this number down. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. So, Dr. Fran Wallfisch, we are so happy to have you on. We just talked to you about a myriad of things. But today, I'd really like to hone in a little bit on depression versus bipolar disorder. And then I also want to talk a little bit about postpartum depression. But let's start first with depression versus bipolar disorder.
Okay. First, let me address depression. It's natural for everyone, including you and me and everyone listening, to feel a little down and depressed on occasion. That is natural and normal, and often it's triggered by circumstances, a disappointment or a letdown at work or the end of a relationship or the loss of a beloved pet, something. There are some people who get depressed and can't snap out of it. They don't have an internal resilience, an ability to come back. And those people sometimes need help with talk therapy and occasionally a little bit of an antidepressant medication prescribed by a really experienced psychiatrist. Then there is the category of people who have experienced depression that's genetically triggered, where there's some sort of genetic through line with, you know, the history of family of origin members who also suffered from that. And there's a neurobiological predisposition in the person. And I am seeing a couple of people right now who fall into that category. And it's kind of stunning because the depression is as deep as a depression can get. It's very dark, scary to walk side by side with someone as they describe the depths of feeling of doom. And yet, just like a fever that breaks and suddenly disappears, that's how quickly they can wake up and snap out of it. But it has a life of its own. And some of those depressions respond to medications and some do not. They just have to sort of run their course. And that's why a really good MD who specializes in psychiatry needs to be on board to evaluate, appropriately diagnose, and prescribe. Then there is the manic depressive, or as they now call it, bipolar disorder. And what needs to happen in order to qualify for that diagnosis is there has to be at least one manic episode. And a manic episode, or out of control, high energy beyond the ceiling, can look like anything, any of the following type of things. One, it can be overspending and look like almost an obsessive compulsive type of spending. I had a wife of a professional man who went on out on the weekend. This was many years ago when this sum of money sounded a hell of a lot larger. And on one Saturday, Sunday, she charged $150,000 worth of items, things like designer handbags, shoes, and clothes. Today, that would be worth maybe $300,000. So a large expenditure of money going for 3, 4, 5 days, nights with no sleep, working and still having excessive energy. It can be going to the PTA meeting and being a prim and proper lady most of the time and suddenly blurting out expletives and curse words. So that out of character, being out of control, it can also, a manic episode can look like a psychotic break and be a psychotic break in the bipolar spectrum. So there's a wide spectrum of behaviors and actions that require a highly skilled professional to make the differential diagnosis.
What about postpartum depression? It seems like we see more of this, or it's either we see more of it or it's just kind of in the forefront. Maybe it was always there and now we just talk about it. But how
I have
do you...
a hunch it was always there.
Yeah, I think
and
so
we're
too.
We're talking about it.
So how do you know if it's postpartum depression versus whether it's, you know, something else?
Well, great question. It only affects women. That's one.
Right.
And number two, if a baby was born within the last 12 to 18 months of the severe depression, and it's usually pretty severe, it should be considered. Because here's what happens. And by the way, I treated a young mother who experienced prepartum depression during the pregnancy. She was 6 months pregnant, and she went through it. And what happens is the hormones start to kick in and accelerate, and things can go a little haywire within the expectant or just having delivered mom. And what I've seen, and this is not based on research, but it's what I've seen after having dealt with thousands of young mothers, is it seems like if the mother had a trying and very vulnerable childhood and experience with her own mother. For instance, if her mother was depriving, neglecting, abusive, absent, abandoned her, anything in the realm of that, what I have observed is there's an unconscious, that means without awareness, deep and profound fear within that mom. And
she doesn't want to be her mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be her mom. Fear that she's going to be her mom.
Her mom. Yeah. And she's afraid that those feelings and behaviors will get activated. The other thing is, I have seen with some borderline mothers with borderline personalities, they have a profound envy of the baby, and they cannot bear to give the baby any nurturing that they felt they were deprived of.
Wow.
So even nursing, breastfeeding that baby creates a conflict within the mother because she's jealous. It's more than jealousy. It's really envy. Jealousy is, I'm glad you have it, but I want it too. Envy, as I define it, is I don't want you to have it. I want to take it away from you. And that's what these moms feel.
Well, you know, you've been so great, Fran. I got to cut you off.
The good news is you didn't point the finger at Dad once. That was fantastic.
Well, Dad,
that's another show.
I came out unscathed.
That's next week.
Hey,
thanks, Dr. Fran Walfish, for coming on with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment.
Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Just a reminder, at the end of this and every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write this number down. It's toll-free, doesn't cost you a dime. 844-WELL-100. And if you're just tuning in, you can catch this episode and every episode on the podcast as Staying Young Show 2.0. It's in all the podcast directories. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we've got Laura. Hey, Laura, where are you calling from? Dallas?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas. Okay. So the doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some questions. Have fun with it. Let me tell you what you're playing for. First of all, if you do pretty good and you get, I don't know, a few of them right, you're going to get some Age Support Multivitamin. That's out of our Stay Young vitamin line. And everything we do in that line is non-GMO. A lot of it's vegetarian, gluten-free, dairy-free. So it's a great, great supplement line. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. How about that?
Okay.
All right, Laura. You're ready to go. First question. When someone is jaundiced, what is it they look like?
They have yellow tone.
Yellow.
Yeah,
very good. Look like a frickin' pumpkin.
Okay, the next one's true or false, Laura. Do we have sweat glands in our ear? Do we have sweat glands in our ear? True or false?
Oh, I'm going to have to guess. Yeah, I'd say no.
It's true. It's true. We have specialized sweat glands, and they produce what we typically call wax in our ear. It's actually made by sweat glands.
Mm. I didn't know that, by the way. Yeah. I looked that up, that those were all right. Sweat glands.
Next question, Laura. Eating vegetables high in this vitamin reduces cellulite. Which vitamin is responsible for cellulite reduction?
I'll guess vitamin C.
Vitamin A.
But that was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
I would have guessed vitamin C.
That's creams even. I think you have to ingest the vitamin A. I don't think rubbing it on the area.
Pick up a lot of carrots.
Yeah. Okay, here's your next question. What are the most fragile bones in the body? Where can they be found?
Wait, I'm going to give her a hint. A lot of people have broken bones in this location.
I'd say arm.
No,
it's your toe. Your toe bones are your most fragile bones.
Stub that toe.
Yep. Break your toe real easy.
Parkinson's disease is named after which of the following? The town of Parkinson, a Dr. Parkinson, or a Chinese root known for affecting the nerves?
I'll say the doctor.
Oh,
that's correct.
Yes.
Good. Dr. James Parkinson.
I was pulling for you.
Good job.
All right, Laura, we're going to send you out some Age Support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. For those of you who are listening and you want to pick up some of the supplements out of that line, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and follow the link straight to the Stay Young vitamin line. Thank you so much for coming on and playing with us, Laura.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Now, of course, everyone knows there is a Gammon syndrome named after myself.
There is.
Incomplete large bowel obstruction due to fruit pit ingestion. So, Gammon syndrome.
You know, there's nothing like saying, you know, my husband is like such a brilliant physician. There's a Gammon syndrome. And it's all about eating a peach pit and getting it in the wrong, stuck in the wrong place on the way out.
Hey, someone's got to name it.
Dr. Anderson, if you are going to have something named after you, I'm just curious, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still waiting for it. It'll come.
It's coming, though.
Something.
Something's coming. Yeah.
It's going to have to be something a little more common than peach pits for it to stick. I mean,
yeah, I guess so. All right. So we had Dr. Fran Wallfish on in this show, and if you missed it, you can always pick it up on the podcast. You find the Staying Young Show as Staying Young Show 2.0 in the podcast directories. But I'm curious. I want to know from you guys, when you have someone come in with mental illness, is it something you pick up on, or is it something that they come in complaining, or maybe a family member comes in? What does it present like?
Well, it's extremely variable. It's usually a family member. And when it's a family member, it's very difficult to treat the patient, because if the patient doesn't have insight that they have an issue, they're resistant to treatment and will not be treated until things become a crisis. So it's very difficult. The easiest people to treat are, for example, someone who's manic, bipolar, and they realize that they're out of control. Their family realizes they're out of control. They're all on the same page, so you can get them on treatment. And even then, it takes a while to get the right medication at the right dose. So it's extremely variable. I did want to make a comment that often, as Fran pointed out, some of these diseases like bipolar or schizophrenia show up in the late adolescence or early 20s. But then when you look back carefully, there were hints all along, even when they were kids, that they might have this condition. But it just doesn't become obvious till later on.
I echo that. I mean, you know, I think one of the things is that as children, some of those behaviors are often attributed to their children, and they're kind of written off, oh, they'll grow out of it type thing. And when they don't, then you look back retrospectively and kind of say, we pick it up. But I also say, I tell everybody, we all have a psychiatric diagnosis, just, you know, psychiatric illness. Just some of us are diagnosed and others aren't.
It's probably true.
And then there's a spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. And it really only is an issue when it crosses the line and becomes, say, pathologic. It's interfering in function, relationships, performance, et cetera. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that have a little personality disorder. They're a little OCD. They're a little bipolar. But it's not interfering with their function. You don't need to go around and medicate all those people.
And sometimes having a little bit of OCD is good for your job. I mean, we've seen people that is why they're good at their job.
True. And, I mean, even with, you could argue, the bipolar is. I mean, a lot of times those people end up in, entertainment really and things
that.
And they can have these highs where their comedy is great. You hear it all the time, entertainer's been diagnosed with bipolar disease. And that's kind of what got them into that field to begin with.
Yeah, you can think of different people over the years that have been really good. Some have passed away,
Yeah. When I was growing up, you'd often see these athletes on these tremendous hitting streaks or scoring streaks in hockey, and then suddenly they'd have to be hospitalized for, quote, mental exhaustion. Really, they were manic and
now they're depressed.
Then they're depressed, yeah.
Swing the other way.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with his double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to smartnewyou.com.
I just got to add something here. You know, there was a lady whose husband saw Charlie Powell, Dr. Powell, and had this procedure, and she said it was the first time she could sleep through the night because he was keeping her awake. So, maybe it's your spouse and you want to call Dr. Powell and set your spouse up. But let me tell you, getting a good night's sleep is so important.
Here's this week's riddle. I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this? Let me repeat this. I do not have any special powers, but I can predict the score of any football game before it begins. How can I do this? Send in your answers.
Okay, you're going to call us at 844-WELL-100, or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the contact us form. And here's what you're going to give us. You're going to give us the correct answer, because if you get the incorrect answer, you'll just get a postcard from me. But if you give us the correct answer and your address and your phone number, we'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.